Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April the 4th. Grains closed mixed with May corn up 3.5 cents, 4.35 1/4, May wheat up 1/4 cent, 5.56 1/4, and May beans down 2 1/4 cents at 11.80. The meal was up 3.50. The oil was down 70 ticks. Despite a $2 rally in the crude oil market, crude oil closed up $1.16 a barrel, but it had minimal influence on the bean oil contract out here today. Corn was higher, wheat finished higher. A little bit surprising, wheat was down most of the day, came back late. Corn was pretty firm most of the day here. The beans were 10 cents lower at one point. They only closed 1¼ cents off their highs, so it was a pretty good comeback there. It's hard to really picture why corn is higher. The export sales this morning were lousy, $9.59 for corn. Beans were lousy, $1.52. Wheat was lousy, $2.78. We did have that sale on the beans, $1.54 beans to Mexico. But, you know, the weather for corn looks pretty good. We've been pretty wet here and on the cool side. But by April 15th, it looks like we warm up considerably into the 60s with dry weather. And that's really ideal planting conditions out here. So it's a little bit surprising the last 2 days corn has rallied, but it may be an indication that maybe the funds are getting a little tired of selling this thing, maybe getting a little concerned that the WASDE report next Thursday could be friendly. So I'm hoping to see more short covering out here. The funds were long oil yesterday. I think they're short, maybe about 1,000 contracts here today or kind of steady, but we're still long 239 corn short. We're short 239 corn, short 74 wheat, short 140 beans, and short 35,000 meal. So there's quite a bit of coverage here if the markets do want to move higher. Now, late in the day here, the S&P and the Dow Jones broke hard. The Dow Jones is now down 400 points. It's a good 700 points or more off its highs. Apparently, Netanyahu and Biden had a talk. Biden said that he's ordering Israel to have a ceasefire. I don't know how much weight that'll carry, but that sent the stock market down. But the crude oil rallied off of that, surprisingly enough. So I'm not sure what that all means. But the wheat came back to close just 1/4 cent higher in Chicago. Again, I don't see anything fairly bullish out here, except, you know, do the one funds want to cover before the WASDE report. I would think of anything, you know, I still think the bean numbers are too high. I think Brazilian corn is way too high. Another group came out with a 146 Brazilian bean estimate out here. So, you know, I think when it's all said and done, that's going to work lower. And with the crush being as strong as it is, I think demand is going to work higher out here, despite the almost zero exports. But, you know, maybe this is just going to be a fun game out here. And if they want to cover, we can certainly move higher. But the fundamentals really don't justify it unless we see something bullish on the WASDE report. But if we do get a good rally between now and next Thursday, we'll look at it as another marketing opportunity and willing to sell more grain. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.